Way to do good people, man. You already know what it is. This is a good buddy, Street Knitter, the representative, the host with the most. Welcome to the Soccer Talk Podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the podcast where we deal with real life situations and real life transformation, man. And we got the one and only, man. We got Evan Vision himself and this thing, Big Lack. What it do, Big Lack?
What good, Shawty? How you doing?
Hey, man. Blessings here by grace, man. You already know, man. Hey, it's a blessing to have you on your show.
This ain't this show shit.
You know what I'm saying? I always tell the people that you are one of our sponsors. He's not just the sponsor, y'all, that put money in our pocket, but he's the sponsor that does the production. I said, let me rephrase that, too, because I know everybody be like, oh, he's sponsoring folks.
Man, so many, you be having so many people hit me talking about, hey, can you sponsor this?
Hey, I'm telling you,
nah,
man.
I don't do that.
Amen. So that what the business is. So Big Lack, man, tell the people on the Soccer Talk Podcast who exactly you are.
Born Lawrence Carter, right here in Atlanta, right up the street, 4th Ward, right off Auburn Avenue. Younger, moved to Perry Home, was out there for a while, then Kimberly Court, Bankhead Court, born home.
Okay.
Been all over the city, man.
Amen. Amen. So real west side
of guy. Oh, yeah. Zone 1, Zone 4 all day.
Amen. That's what the business is. So, like, what made you get into the because I know you do the podcast and all that, but there's a whole nother lack that the podcast world don't know about. Then you used to dabble a little bit in music yourself?
Yeah, the main reason why I started this is because I was once a rapper.
Okay.
And I wanted to make it big in rapping.
Okay.
But I kind of didn't.
Oh.
I had a few record deals, but I kept sabotaging myself. You know what I mean? I had a couple record deals, but for whatever reason, I'm stupid lawyer. And I sabotage myself. If my friends can't come with me, I make the people not want to deal with me.
Mm.
And so I sabotage myself with a lot of record deals because they didn't want the people that was with me.
Mm.
And that transformed into me wanting to push artists. That transformed into me starting a magazine, starting a radio show, AUMA. And then that became this.
Amen. Amen. So let me ask you this. If you were to give an artist or anybody advice on what you were just saying about, you know, loyalty, you know what I'm saying? What would you suggest for somebody who was in a situation like this?
You can only be as loyal as the people around you are loyal.
Amen.
When you start jeopardizing your blessings to keep people around you, your blessings become curses.
Because
people remember that. When you tell somebody, oh, I can't do this because of such and such, the people that stuck their neck out for you to give you that opportunity, they remember that.
Right.
And most people don't go, oh, he had a good trait. He was loyal to his homeboys and his family. So let's give him another chance. Most people are like, no, because he'll do that again.
Right.
Because it was thousands and thousands of dollars behind me at the time, and I blew it because I wanted my friends to come too.
Mm.
And I didn't realize that I could have just opened the door for my friends.
Right.
I could have went on and did it and came back and said, all right, guys, let's
right.
do it.
Right.
But at the time, I was just thinking, once I go, it's over with.
Amen. Amen. And it's a life experience. And then I honestly believe when we go through situations like that, somewhere down the line, you're going to run across somebody else with a similar situation.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to give them those jewels. You know what I'm saying? Where it might not benefit as you felt like it should have, but it'll benefit somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. You're right.
So that's a blessing with itself. The podcast. What exactly is Evan Vision?
All right. So I started a magazine in 2016 called Combined Magazine.
Okay.
Matter of fact, let me get a copy.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying. Shout out Combined Magazine. You already know what it is. Hey.
So I went over there and got a copy real quick. So I started a magazine, Combined Magazine, if anybody See it.
Amen.
2016. And the reason why I started this magazine, because at the time, a lot of artists I know weren't getting the promotion that they thought they should get. Mm. They weren't getting the, they felt like people weren't looking at them.
Right.
And so I said, yeah, models and rappers and stuff. So I said, you know what, let me start something that I can start myself and
amen.
That I can start myself and I can put my friends in.
Right.
And so Combined Magazine came, and then that gave me an opportunity to go with AUMA
okay.
and start a radio show.
Right.
Which was the Underground Hit List, and that transformed into the Big Lack Show.
Okay.
And then the Big Lack Show gave me the mindset to do Ebon Vision. But it started off as Combined TV.
Okay.
And then I said, no, that's too generic. And so I got with my homeboy Big. Shout out to Big, Big Boy Entertainment. I got with Big and Buck. And I told them, I said, I want to start my own network. Mm. Of course, Big being the nigga he is, he was like, well, let's do it.
Right.
And so we came up with a bunch of names, but Ebon Vision is what stuck with me because in my mind, Ebon Vision means black dreams.
Mm.
And
I can dig that.
And so it wasn't supposed to be podcasts. It was supposed to be us interviewing, going out interviewing people, us doing commercials and shit like that. But what happened was I started the Big Lack Show. Me and E.I. Shoot, we got a spot over there in Greenbrier.
Shout out to E.I.
Yeah, shout out to E. And we went over there to Greenbrier, had a spot, called it The Forge. But we had a lot of people against us. And at the time, me and his visions didn't coincide.
Mm.
And it wasn't because we was diametrically opposed or whatever. It was because people was in his ear and people was in my ear and y'all ain't doing this, this ain't working, blah, 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 when it was working.
Right.
But it was working for what it was working for.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's what started me saying, well, I'm going to just start producing podcasts.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, when you came in, I interviewed you over there, you was the first person that I actually talked to about starting your own podcast on the network.
Wow.
Like you the one catapulted me and said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy a bunch of damn cameras and a bunch of lights and I'm gonna do podcasts with people.
Amen. That's a blessing. I want to talk about the importance. Like you said something about Biggs, the importance of having people around you that'll push you or support you or say, you know, you want to jump out the porch. They say, let's jump.
Yeah, that is important. But for me, it's more important for the people I really care about.
To support
me.
Right.
Because you can say you're my friend and you can support me today, but what about tomorrow?
Mm.
Because today I might not need your support.
Right.
You know what I mean? Tomorrow may be the time I really need Nitty to come through. Right. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And those are the times, like a lot of people, they get on Instagram and Facebook and they say, ain't nobody supporting me. Well, how much are you supporting yourself?
Exactly.
How you looking for a bunch of strangers to support you? How many of your family are supporting you?
Amen.
And if you don't have that constant support, then all of this is for nothing.
Amen. And it's deep too, because it's like sometimes the family, it'd be so hard to get the support from the family. It's like sometimes you might have a total stranger on Instagram, been your friend for 10 years. Like every post you like, got down, family members will see you on there. Oh, but I see you working, but won't even hit the like button. You know what I'm saying?
Because people have taken this social media stuff for real life. And when they did that, they made it real life.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Like this is supposed to be a
entertainment.
It's a virtual thing.
Right.
But a lot of people don't made it so real that it's become real.
Mm.
So if they don't see super movement, they don't believe you.
Mm.
So I get a lot of people that on the outside, they say, hey man, I see what you're doing. And then when they get here, they go, oh boy, I really see what you're doing.
Right.
And it's like, it was the same shit from the other side.
And like you said, we're seeing that super movement. That's when Cap is so big nowadays, because everybody know that it's about clout. And since I know it's about clout, man, you know something, man, I almost thought about it. I ain't do it, man. I thought about it, though. I went on this page, and it's supposed to be for Atlantic Records. And then I know another person who worked in the fake page. I know him personally. But the crazy part is they work in this page. It said Atlantic Records. Now, I went down. And I was like, let me see how much work they've been doing. Went all the way to the bottom and seen these some people from a whole nother country got down. Been poured in the whole nine. So I seen as it went up, I seen the growth and the change when they started dealing with black folks. And the black folks started coming in. Then I seen where it looked like it started working for them. Oh, and then they started charging them. But when you look at it, you can tell these folks have nothing to do with Atlantic Records. But people so hung up on the clout, but that they're willing and ready to spend money with them just because they got Atlantic Records on there. But you might be giving away some real free video shoots, real free everything, and they won't even come support you because it's about clout.
Bro, I had a guy come in here to do a podcast, and I had it set up a certain way because you gotta have a production set up a certain way. You can't just go in and do what you want to do and hope it's gonna look good.
Right.
It gotta be set up a certain way.
Right.
And this guy was like, I don't want the tablecloth on the table because can't nobody see my shoes.
Mm.
And I kinda get what you doing, but nobody gives a fuck about your shoes if they don't like the content.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, and that, and I spoke to my wife about that, and I told her that, and she was like, yeah, you know, you gotta show off the outfit, and people gotta see what you're working with, or they ain't gonna believe you. And that's when it hit me that I don't even want to be on that side of the fence.
Mm.
If it doesn't, like our boy E say all the time, if it doesn't make sense,
right?
You know what I mean? Let's not even do it.
It's right.
You in here babbling about some BS, but your shoes look good. It doesn't make sense.
Right. It really doesn't.
Who cares?
When you look at $1 million worth of guy, you not one time do you get a chance to see their shoes.
Don't care.
Even the Big Facts podcast, you can't see their shoes on the Big Facts.
Don't
now, care. They got a new one where they be in the living room chilling. Yeah. You can see it on that. But otherwise, that you can't see them folk what they got on.
Because the people that's worried about what they... Podcasting started off as an audio medium.
Mm.
It was straight audio. You couldn't even see the people.
Right.
And a lot of podcasts to this day, they don't do video podcasts.
Right.
But a lot of people that hit me up and want to come over here and do their show, they so concerned about how they look and the content suck. Like, you talk about some shit I don't care about.
Right.
Like, I'll be back behind that desk, man, and some of these people, y'all bring in some of these guests, and they be so damn, that shit be so boring, like you yawning, like you yawning right now.
Right.
I'll be back there. I be on my phone, and then you get people that say, hey man, did you get pictures of us? I wasn't paying no attention to that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what you gotta do, man. You gotta make a way for people to really resonate with what you're doing.
Right.
But you wanna worry about what your outfit looks like.
Right. Right.
Like, come on, bro.
Right. You hear the entertain guy now. Entertain the people guy.
Entertain or educate.
Amen.
Either or combine them.
Amen.
A lot of people come in here. I get 8-9 DMs a week about starting a podcast. And what pisses me off is most people, they'll tell you, I want my podcast to look like this. I want it to look like this. I want it to look like this. And you go, okay, well, it's going to be $50 an episode.
Right.
And they go, oh, I thought, I know I had to pay.
Right.
What? I mean,
why wouldn't you
want to
pay?
My thing is, why do we expect somebody to put us in the position to become famous or have money for free?
Right.
Why even ask for that?
Right.
Like, I don't get that. Why even not even say, I'm going to go in my pocket and give you something? Because I know you paid a lot of money for this stuff. I know you're paying rent.
It's that crab mentality. Crab in the bucket.
It's this... I call it gentrified mindset.
Mm.
People see good stuff and they go, I want to be a part of that. You need to let me be a part of that.
Right. You obligated to do it for them.
No, man.
Right.
I got a bunch of people that don't want to deal with me now because I tell them the truth, but they don't want to hear the truth.
Mm.
They want me to tell them, oh, you the best. Right. I'm gonna make sure you stay the best.
Right. Right. And that fugazi.
Yeah.
That fugazi. But see, that mean on this show, we deal with real life situations and real life transformation. You know what I'm saying? Gotta keep it real. You know, so you gotta keep it a handed with the people. You know what I'm saying? So we know we got Evan Vich. How many, so in all, how many stations, how many
shows?
Yeah, right now.
Well, we was up to 11. Mm. So right now we have that I'm actively doing a thing. We got a lot of people that say they're still with the network.
Right.
But active, we have Dad Every Day. We have Psych and Talk Podcast. Amen. We have Money and Mika. We have The Big Lack Show. Those are the four shows actively taping.
Amen.
We have a couple more shows that say, oh, we coming back. Oh, we going to do, you know, and until y'all, they come in here and they actually record. Right. I'm not even counting. Amen. So we got four active shows. And E want to start Everyday Hustle.
Okay.
Back up. Amen. We was talking about that yesterday. So
amen.
We might have five active shows by the end of April.
Amen.
You sleeping, ain't you?
Man, this shit didn't just happen until now, guys. Hey. But yeah, man, so y'all stay tuned in. We got a lot of big events we're putting together for the Evan Vision Network. We got a lot to offer to the independent artists, the small businesses, the big businesses. You know what I'm saying? We just got a lot to offer all the way around the borderline. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, with your goal is to be able to reach other artists and offer things. Like, what's your main goal with artists?
I ain't got no goal for the artists, Nitty.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think a lot of these artists, especially in Atlanta, they fake as fuck. Mm. I'm just going to go on and throw it out there.
Amen.
Fight me. Amen. You know what I mean?
Amen.
But they ain't even trying to, they're not even trying to make good music. They just want to be seen.
Yep.
And that's why I get a lot of people that send me music in my inbox. I get so much music. I get so many people, what's your email? Here go my email. And I get, if I open up my Big Lack Show email or my Urban Vision email or my Combined Magazine, I just get a lot of music. And the music is garbage.
Amen.
But one thing I'm going to say, though, when you go on their Instagram page, they put an on for the city in their Instagram page. But the music garbage. Like, what do you want to be? Do you want to be an influencer or do you want to make music?
Right.
Now, I understand you can do both.
Right.
But do both well.
Right.
Like, the one thing y'all doing good is putting on for that Instagram.
Right.
But what the hell the good music at, man? It ain't there. It sucks. And that's why I'm not doing this for artists.
Right.
What I'm doing Urban Vision for and what Urban Vision about is about you.
Amen.
It's about you coming on here having a platform to share whatever you want to share with the world.
Right.
That's what this is about. This ain't about rappers. This ain't about models. This ain't about this or that. It's about giving people a platform to share what they want to share with the world.
Amen.
So, yeah. So, I apologize for that rant, but yeah.
That's good because, you know, a lot of times what I didn't notice and I see, like, a lot of artists, you know, artists won't even do a photo shoot. They want to do a photo shoot. Man, you should see some of the pictures that artists actually send.
Oh, I see them because you send them to me.
Yeah, you send some of these pictures. You like, and then if you tell them about them, a lot of people get upset about these pictures. And these pictures, like, man, you had to make magic to make these pictures stand out.
Bro, these folks don't. They see stuff. They see their favorite artist doing something. And they go, I want to do that. And they don't think out the plan of getting to that point.
Right.
They just go, I want to do that. And they try to do it, and it's garbage. Mm. And nobody around them, this is how you know they don't have a good team. Because nobody in their team is saying,
hey, man,
that's garbage.
Right.
They go, bro, good job, bro.
Right.
Bro, I want y'all to. If y'all came in here and y'all looked around, y'all said, yo, there's too many chords on the floor, bro.
Right.
The next day you come in here, you're going to be like, oh, damn, he cleaned up them chords.
Right.
Because I take up, and it is too many chords on the floor, but I take what people tell me serious.
Right.
No matter if it's good or bad.
Right.
I take it serious because if you came out your mouth to say something, whether I feel like it's negative or positive, you said it for a reason.
Amen.
And these artists, they don't have nobody on their team telling them good or bad.
to do people. They're just to do whatever to do.
They just there because the Instagram popping.
Amen.
When the Instagram ain't popping no more, then they ain't there no more.
That's when you need to be, man. You got to surround yourself with solid people that's not just yes ma'ams and yes sirs.
Even if they are yes ma'am, tell the truth sometimes.
Amen.
Because some of these people, their ego so fragile, they need a yes man or a yes woman.
There's so many artists out here, man. You'll be not think they make it to the. Some artists hit me up. I reach out to them for a paid show, and then they respond back with, "Look, I can't do this unless you pay me this $50." I say $50. I said, shit, I'm trying to pray. You got that more than that. How many people can you bring out? Can you bring 10 people out? And then when I say that, hey, Lack, man, they be like, so why pay you $50 for this? Genesis, you perform?
The crazy thing is, though, if I was still an artist and me knowing the game like I know the game now, what I would do is I would come to you and say, I want to partner with you. Big Lack the rapper, I want to partner with you.
Amen.
You got these spaces.
Amen.
How much you pay for these spaces? $1,000 to get do a show. I'm gonna give you $500.
Amen.
To help you book this spot.
Amen.
And I want a headline.
Amen.
And I want to bring the artist I want to bring.
Amen.
Like you do something like that.
Amen.
These promoters will take you serious. Oh, you gonna put in on the dough with me? All right, cool.
Amen.
I want a headline. I want to bring out the artist I want to bring out, and we gonna pack the place.
Amen.
You just started your own tour.
Amen.
And you go to every promoter in the city that got a hot spot, and you do that for everybody. I'm going to have to work overtime this week, babe, but I got to get this $500 up, so I got to get the nitty. Amen. I got to get the so-and-so. I got to get the so-and-so.
Amen.
And I'm going around the city, and I'm just, hey, this the Big Lack tour.
You know what I like? How you, what you touched it? I got to forgive me about the yarn. But I do like how you touched on how artists should come and network like that and put themselves in a better position. Because that's what it does. It's going to make a promoter look at you a whole nother way now. When you deal with them, they're going to know, okay, they're going to need it. So we're going to make sure everything on point when needed. You know what I'm saying? They put you on a whole nother, put you in a whole nother, what you call it? Oh, a whole nother category of your own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely, that's what the business is, man. You know, Evan Vision is the network, the movement.
Yeah, man.
We got some big events coming up. We got one of the biggest industry mixers. April the 29th, we'll be at Kaya's and Marietta, Georgia. Big Pressure Saturdays. We're going to give over $300,000 cash in prizes. We got the 22nd, the Pep Rally Edition. We had the Pache Cafe, March the 22nd. Look, check this out, y'all. A lot of people, when they see us do these events, they be looking. We're not looking for just rappers. We need singers. If you know how to juggle, we need you to come. If you know how to shoot fire out your mouth, we need you to come be in the building. We're looking for real talent.
Yeah.
Real talent.
Most definitely.
You know, a lot of time when people hear about showcases and events and where people win and stuff, they automatically think just rap. But we want more than rappers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what the move is, man. We're going up the strong way. Anything else you want to tell the people that?
No, man, just tune in to the shows on Every Vision, Daddy Every Day, Street Nitty.
Amen.
Soccer Talk Podcast, Keeping It 100 with Money and Mika. That's one I forgot to say earlier.
Amen.
Make sure you tune in to that one.
Amen.
Them folk crazy. Big Lack Show, man. Tune in to all the shows on Urban Vision, man. Make sure you go out and get your copy of that Combined magazine.
Amen.
Nitty is out. Going to be our June cover.
Amen.
We got to get him some good pictures.
And, amen.
Reach out to my homeboy, EI Shoot, for your photographic needs. And
amen.
Your video needs. And that's it, man.
Hey, man. Well, like we always said at the time, man, thank y'all for tuning in to the Soccer Talk Podcast, where we deal with real-life situations and real-life transformation. Oh man, we going up. If you're a big or a small business, man, make sure you tap in with us. Let us help you get some exposure. Let us help you go to the next level. Shouts out to everybody who tuned in. Hey man, more praise to the Most High. I ain't did this in a long time. We usually do it. Heavenly Father, right now we thank you for another opportunity. Right now we glorify you. Right now we honor you, Father, and we just love on you. Right now, truly you're worthy of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. In the name of your son Yahshua, I pray and I say amen, amen, amen. Hey, we the sack and not the plug. Want some juke and come to us. That way. Lego.
Lego.
Amen.